want you motherfuckers to see something. You know what this is? This is the handle to my fucking two-ton jack. Solid fucking steel. You know why it's up front in the front seat and not in the back where my jack is? Because if you fuck with me, you're gonna get it to the fucking head. That's why. That's why you fucking pussies don't fuck with people in real life. You have to fuck with people on the internet because we'll fucking take you out. Because if you dared to fucking come up to me in person, in real life, and fucking say shit to my face, this is what you're gonna get. I'm gonna hop out of the fucking van with this in my hand, and I'm gonna fucking hit you in the head as hard as I fucking can and fucking crack your skull open and have your brains laying on the fucking ground, motherfuckers. So yeah, fuck with me. Come find me. Y'all know I'm in Morgantown, West Virginia. Yeah, you fucking fat ass motherfucker. I don't care if you're a fucking lawyer. I bet you can't even fucking breathe outside your fucking office, you fucking 500, 600 pound motherfucker. Better fucking thank God I fucking moved back home. Zara would... right in your fucking skull. On here? You fucking pussies. Actually fucking whine about me quitting the game that you fucking bullied me off of. You fucking attack me, you bully me off the game, then it's wah, boo-hoo, she just deleted her account. Wah. You're such a fucking pussy-ass motherfucker. You're actually complaining that the person you bullied left so that you don't have anyone left to bully. Oh, boo-hoo, where the fuck am I gonna find another street kid to make fun of? You know, why don't you go, whatever fucking city you're in, go to your fucking ghetto. Yeah, you're not gonna go to the ghetto and find someone from the streets to fuck with. Because you're a fucking pussy-ass pansy. You know? You fucking pussy. Fucking faggot John LeHume. Or whatever the fuck your fucking faggot-ass name is. Fuck you too, you piece of shit. I'll fucking bust your fucking head open. You better fucking pray that I never fucking cross your path. That's why you motherfuckers fuck with people on the internet. Because you know that fucking with people in real life is dangerous. You know that there's real motherfuckers out there like me. Who keep this on hand. Who don't fucking take your shit. And this is for everyone who fucking wants to see moves. Take the first shot if you fucking dare. Because that's what I fucking learned in ninjutsu. Block. Or I can go lower. Right to the fucking balls. Thing, I'm short. I can get low to the ground, and you can't fucking hit me. Wanna try it? Bring it, motherfuckers. Bring it. You see my house? You see where I fucking live? Bring it. Man, I wish I fucking had something to hit. Oh, fucking hate.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
It's the More Music Radio Pod!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks!
What's going on, everybody? It's the More Music Radio Pod over here at skidrow.la. It's Thursday night, and we're having another party over here at Skid Row Studios.
Yeah.
It's going to be...
You see where I live, motherfucker? What?
It's going to be actually our last gathering over here at the current location, because Skid Row Studios is moving down the street.
Imagine being evicted from Skid Row.
Yeah,
that's fucked up, right?
Yeah, I know.
I'm moving to the porta potty on Skid Row.
Yeah, that really sucks, man. Could be worse. Anyway,
I like that video in honor of Anti-Bullying Day. I think that really we're all dressed in purple robes, by the way.
Yeah, speaking of bullying, that kid that we just listened to right now. I actually got that off of YouTube, and it's just like this like crazy like nerd kid that's all crazy into World of Warcraft, and it's actually a girl, and I guess she got like bullied, and I guess she was like sending out a little YouTube shout out to her bulliers and stuff. So anyway, that was cool. And I think I should take some notes from that chick, man. She sounds pretty tough, man. But we have Pussy Cow in studio. All right, man. Yeah. Thank you guys for coming, man.
They did it.
Sorry for running a little bit late, but we're just going to jump into some shit.
That was a hell of a crap you took, dude.
Yeah, man. I had to go. It's a lot of yogurt will kind of gum you up. Yeah. You know what I mean? A lot of cheese, a lot of bread.
Luckily, no fiber. Vince has been taking his Lamaze classes, so he really pushed that baby out.
Yeah, it's been like 10 years that I've had this baby in here. It's been growing like for the last like 25 years. But anyway, let's take a quick break and play some stuff, and then we'll talk to Pussy Cow. All right. We'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right, everybody.
We'll be back. Not like your father. We're going out for cigarettes. We'll be back, I swear.
Oh, shit. Oh, Jesus. Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Oh, shit. Whoa, whoa. That was awesome. That was awesome right there. God damn. Wow, shit. Oh, shit! Oh, Lord Jesus! Oh, Jesus! Get the water, nigga! Jesus Christ! Lord have mercy! Get the water, nigga! It's going down! Oh, the motherfucking bootleg firework shit! Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting internationally from downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row.
Drink! Fonseca, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
Here's Cal Worthington and his dog Spot.
If you need a better car, go see Cal. For the best deal by far, go see Cal. If you want your payments low, if you want to save some dough, go see Cal, go see Cal, go see Cal. Any model, any make, go see Cal.
Woo-hoo! Give your pocketbook a break, go see Cal.
Save some money, save some time, save a nickel, save a dime, lower prices every time, go see Cal.
All right, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We have Pussy Cow. In studio. Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow.
It still sounds like it to me.
Yeah, man.
It's not dirty, man.
Yeah, you know, I found out what he was really saying, like, when I was an adult. Like, my whole life, I thought he was saying Pussy Cow.
I thought he was saying Pussy Cow until, like a bunch of students, like, when I was in sixth grade, just all started cracking up and laughing at me.
I think I was in sixth grade.
Like, I was going, Pussy Cow, but they're like, what the hell are you saying? And then they all laughed at me, and I'm like, oh. And I cried all the way home.
But as it turns out, we have Pussy Cow in studio, man. Yay! Welcome, guys. All right, man. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
We're
welcome.
Doing
thanks for coming.
All kinds of drugs in here. They got us all these toads to lick. Shit's crazy.
Yeah, all kinds of other things to lick too.
Yeah.
Some hairy things.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our friends Pussy Cow are here, and we're here to learn about their band. Now we know where they got their name from, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Got it from the Cal Worthington and his dog Spot commercials.
Yeah. And if you're from California, you get that.
Yeah, you'll know.
If you're not, that's me at a bar going, so here's the thing. There's this guy in Cal Worthington.
We're not perverts. I swear we're not.
My mom still thinks it's something gross. She does not believe me.
So for people who don't know what Go See Cal or Pussy Cow is, explain to the people that are listening internationally what that's all about.
International More Music Radio.
So there was this.
There's a car salesman named Cal Worthington. And when I was a kid, you'd see him on Saturday mornings and you'd go, here's Cal Worthington and his dog Spot. And it was never a dog. It was always like at one point it was Shamu. It was
right. I never
whale.
Saw him with a dog.
Yeah. It was a jaguar. It was an elephant. It was a tiger.
A seal.
It was a seal. Yeah.
Not
it was
bears,
always a different thing. And then at the end, they would play that song that we just heard. And as a kid, I mean, it was nothing dirty. You know, I was too innocent to even know what a pussy
Your
could
brain
be.
Just couldn't comprehend this.
I couldn't. Yeah, no, but me and like a million other kids were going around going, Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow, just thinking, oh, this guy's just confused on animals. And then we get older and like, it's like, oh, no, it's Go See Cow. And, you know, some people heard Pussy Cow and they're like, whoa, I totally thought that too. I thought I was the only one. And some people are like, what the hell are you talking about? I never thought it was saying anything but Go See Cal.
It's a pretty deep name.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's kind of like life. It's like, it's all just a big misunderstanding.
Well, like me and my friends in like third grade, we'd have like these discussions and be like, can you believe that commercial when they're saying Pussy Cow? Like, what is that about? You know?
How did they get away with
it? Are we allowed to say that now? You know?
It's funny because this is going way out there, but there's a warehouse we've taken to playing, and they got shut down and then they reemerged. And in order, we were joking, like, we should still put the old address of the old warehouse that got shut down and put a bunch of fake band names of the bands that usually play there. Like, yeah. There's a band called Turkish Techno, and we were like, oh, let's say Polish Polka's playing, and instead of Toys That Kill, it was going to be Cups That Spill. And then someone suggested for Pussy Cow that it be Tushy Horse. And so this warehouse, they'll refer to us to this day as Tushy Horse. And there's certain moments where I'm like, fuck, why isn't our band Tushy Horse? Such a better name than Pussy Cow.
I'm going to steal that for our next band, man.
Dude, the last show we played there, you know, we always end the song with like the cover of the Cal Worthington song, like our little version. And I was going, Tushy Horse, Tushy Horse, Tushy Horse. And they were cracking up. It's called pandering. That's what it's called.
So, yeah, man, introduce the band to everybody. I mean, you're friends of ours from way back in when we used to play at Mr. T's Bowl, which was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And, hey. I'm Joe. I sing. Flacco's not here. He plays bass.
Yeah, what happened to him? Where'd he go?
He's a little sick under the weather.
Mm.
He wishes he could make it. He's sad he can't make it.
Maybe we can call him up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe later on in the show, we can give him a call and see how he's feeling.
He's probably listening, so if he wants us to call, I'm going to say, dude, text me if you want to call. If you'd rather us not.
He could hold his bass up to a phone.
Well, if Flacco's listening, you could also call in 800-893-9562.
Yeah, if he's feeling it, he'll call in.
It's easy. You just push 800-893-9562, and then you could call in, or anybody else who's listening can call in and talk to Pussy Cow. So, yeah, man.
Over here is
Chisholm Worthington on guitar.
That's Cal's younger nephew, his youngest nephew.
And your real name, Chisholm?
Mike.
And then over here.
Can I still call you Chisholm?
Yeah.
Traffic Copter Mike.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, cool.
And I'm Danny, and I play drums.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You got like the hardest firm grip handshake, man. Every time I shake your hand, you destroy my bones and my metacarpals and all that shit. Fucking start screaming.
Those things, like the grippy guys, what do you call those?
You got to be careful, man. He just had a manicure. You got to watch those little.
Well, some guys with those. Some guys with the grip handshake like that, like I'll know they'll have a firm grip handshake. So I'm like, all right, next time I'm gonna get this motherfucker, you know. But and I'll squeeze my hardest, and they just squeeze harder.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well, you know.
So Danny's got a firm grip, man.
Danny, I think saw like I've been seeing you since the Mr. T's days, but I think Danny saw you guys
at the Natural Fudge Cafe.
Wow.
Oh, shit. That was way back in the day. I was thinking about that. 95. That was like in 1993, man.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
My old band played that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wrote a Yelp review for Natural Fudge because it's pre-internet, but like no one remembers it. So I'm like,
rest in peace,
I'm
going to
write this Yelp review for a place that doesn't exist because like no one remembers this place. It's like, you can mention Al's Bar in a crowded bar. People will be like, or Bar Deluxe. Yeah, right. But like you go, yeah, well, I used to go to the Natural Fudge. And it's like Danny, his brother, Mike. Yeah.
You really, and that's it. We're the only people who know about it.
What? I saw like a million great bands but there.
I think people just don't want to admit to it because then they'll be like, oh, yeah, you're like fucking really old.
Yeah.
Well, I've never been there. What are you talking about, man?
And then we got those freebies for the Tropicana Mud Wrestling. We're old.
Well, you know what it is? It's because like the people who know about Natural Fudge Cafe back in the day are the people who have been around in LA for a long time. And it's just that LA is like full of like a lot of people who just got here, you know, like maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, you know. So you can really like pick out the people who've been here a long time or grew up here. If they know like the Natural Fudge Cafe, remember Jabberjaw? There's a lot of great clubs.
The Anti Club. I got kicked out of the Anti Club when I was a kid.
Oh, dancing. Man.
Exactly. She said that we were being really filthy. Because we had ordered burgers and we ate them and then we like left her shit on the table, you know, to watch the band. And she's like, you guys are filthy. And she kicked us out. And I never got to go to the Jabberjaw because this is embarrassing.
Uh-oh.
The Lookout Records put me on the list to see some band.
Uh-huh.
And then I got there and they didn't have me on the list.
Oh, man, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, but like the show was only $5 and I was totally like... I don't have $5.
Yeah, that's because like, back in the day when you're a kid, it's hard to come across $5.
You know, 15 years old, I'm like, fuck, dude, let's like look through the pennies in your car, dude.
Yeah, but even
$5 to go see the High Fives or whatever. Fucking
I'm almost 35 years old and I'm still bitching about $5, man. I'm like, $5, goddamn.
You dope my ass.
Haven't I paid my dues in this motherfucker? Goddamn.
It's not as bad as...
Do you know who I am?
I got 40-year-olds
yeah,
who are
I know,
like,
it's
dude,
10
get
bucks.
Me on the list. And I'm like... Dude, it's a free show. Get me on the list.
Come on, man. Please. It means a lot to me. Just put me on a... Write my fucking name down on a piece of paper. Please, man. God damn. I was playing the fucking Natural Fudge Cafe and you were fucking bone, motherfucker. Shit. Speaking of Brenda, Brenda was the lady who ran the Natural Fudge Cafe,
and her husband,
right?
Gary, yeah.
Right.
And their little black chow.
Right, right.
And Danny knows more about
you're telling me that Brenda died? Brenda passed away?
From my recollection, the fudge got shut down on Fountain. I think it was like late 96 just because of residential noise complaints. Just drunk punks and skinheads just like flopping over people's front lawns. It just got shitty after a while. Fights like every other week. And done. as far as
such a great place, man.
And as far as I remember, her and Gary had relocated to some place way the hell out in like Simi Valley or something. Mm-hmm. And I think that barely even lasted like 6 months to a year. And within a year after that, I had heard that Brenda had, if I remember, she either unfortunately overdosed or she passed of.
You could tell she was up to something. She wasn't in the best of health. She was like a skinny lady, but really cool. I mean, who cares if people do drugs? You know, you do whatever you want to do. Definitely. You know, it's just sad that you know that shit takes them. But I remember when our band, the Dyslexics, used to play over there. We always used to get these cassette tapes. They used to record every show. With like cassette tapes that were already like other things, like I think like ours was like on a Billy Ocean tape or something.
Tape over Grease.
Yeah,
that's what you could afford when you're.
We still have them too, man. I gotta bust those out.
Summer loving.
But yeah, if it wasn't for two bands in particular, which were Super Sleuth and Fook, I would have never found out about The Natural.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say never, but I was attending an outpatient drug rehab program at Kaiser down the street, and one of my buddies, Brett, played bass in Super Sleuth, and he was like, come to my show.
And he gave me that tape, and I loved Super Sleuth, so I started going to Natural Fuzz.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, I still have the garage session tape that Brett gave me. Like, I felt like I had no right even having it in the first place, but I still got it.
If you ever wondered what happened to Super Sleuth, if you want to, like, if you have, like, a wedding or a bar mitzvah, you can call up DJ Wildcat. And that's Sam from Super Sleuth.
Sam.
Yeah. No, actually, he's a really good DJ. I don't mean to. Like,
any place you smell funnel cake, Super Sleuth will be there.
I'm playing. That's Sugar Ray. They said that actually in like some interview I was watching. Wow. Speaking of DJs, I was in a Pomona last week and I saw a dude who had like his truck all tricked out and it said like DJ. Hip-hop, doo-wop, 50s, reggaeton, all these different types of stuff on one side. On the other side, it said, mobile notary. Boom. DJ notary, dude.
Yeah. Want me to certify that shit for you, motherfucker?
Stamp.
Certified DJ.
Certified these nuts.
This party is certified.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So you guys have been around the scene for a long time, right? So is Pussy Cow's like your third or fourth band or something? How long have you guys known each other?
Danny and I have known each other since high school. So we're old friends.
Well, for me, before high school. You were in high school.
I was in high school.
He was in eighth grade.
Ah. I was friends with his older brother.
Yeah. Where'd you guys go to school?
Daniel Murphy High. It no longer exists.
Nope.
What city was that in?
That's in L.A.
Mid-Wilshire District.
Mid-Wilshire, like third in La Brea almost.
Third in Detroit,
Yeah, third in Detroit if you want to get technical. Now it's a yeshiva.
Is that the farmer's market or something?
It's right near a Trader Joe's. And in fact, I thought it was going to become a Trader Joe's parking lot when they shut it down. What happened was attendance was low already. And then like one day, I swear to God, man, I listen to NPR like almost every morning. I'm taking a shower and I'm listening to NPR and they're like, blah, 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 Daniel Murphy. And it's about the headmaster was touching kids. And then,
this is way after we graduated.
Way after we graduated. And then attendance went way low. And then it closed. So our high school no longer exists.
Wow. The power of lawsuits.
Right. Yeah, the archdiocese shut it down or whatever. But that's how long Danny and I know each other.
Did you ever feel?
Danny's been in bands a lot. This is my first
I took
band.
A stab at being in a band with my old friend Joe and Robert back in the Natural Fudge Day. I played one show with them. We called ourselves the Fuck Ups, and I'm sure a million bands have called themselves Fuck Ups since. But that was, I was in that
band. But you were in like four bands. Mike has been in like what? How many bands, Mike?
Well, I was in a band called Steely Dan in the 70s.
Oh, okay.
And
were you the guy who couldn't sing, or the guy who couldn't sing as bad?
I was. But
sorry.
I was in a few bands.
Warm Stew.
I was in a bunch of fake bands, like bands like you and your buddies would be like, all right, dude, we're going to start a band. You write like two songs in like your friend's living room and you never do anything after that. So
you and Glenn,
that's how the Mormons started.
My best friend Glenn and I were going to be in a band called Shermie. Some friends I had in San Jose were going to be in a band called FFD, which stood for Fists for Dicks. And then we had this whole idea where, like, anytime
someone... You mean you trade in some fists and get a couple dicks in return? Or what?
And, well, then we had this whole thing where, like, we're like, anybody ask us what FFD stands for, we change it right then. It's like, what's the FFD stand for? Firefighters die. Oh. You know, just change it every time you could. And like, that band wrote, like, one song in someone's living room over, like, bong loads or some shit. Like, about... Jack Nicholson and marijuana. That was like the song. Some shit. The Mormons started out that way?
Yeah, like we're just like, hey, let's just start a band and we'll dress up like Mormons, man. Yeah, we'll just put on the helmets and stuff, you know, whatever. It was actually like, I don't know. I mean, you try to get something going, you know, but it kind of just kind of stuck afterwards, you know.
I think that's like, I don't want to say that Pussycat started out as a fake band, but I can't tell you how many people I've gone up to and been like, hey, let's start a band. Like, you know how to play shit, and I can kind of sing, and we'll do something crazy. And, like, a friend I had in college actually was someone who I thought was really brilliant, who was like, someone should have a band called Pussy Cow. And I was like, that's brilliant. And, like, years later, Flacco had ended his band, or ended his, like, part in the band No Way Jose. And I was like, hey, man, you're right, not doing anything. Let's, like... start this new band called Pussy Cow. And I couldn't believe it, but he was like, all right, you know?
like fate.
Yeah, and he started coming over to my house. We started writing songs. He's like, yeah, you know, Mike plays guitar. And I'm like, oh, Danny plays drums. And that was it.
So how long ago did you guys start?
April of 05?
Yeah,
was like our first practice?
Our first, we've been together 6 years, and we used to have an anniversary show like every year, but... after five, I said, like, let's not do another one until it's like 10. So yeah, the sixth year was this last year, and it came and gone. We didn't make a big deal out of it, and we kind of like put it down as like the whenever our first gig was, because that was Flacco's birthday. So like that's how we always remember, like, oh, it's Flacco's birthday, 6 years. All right. You know.
Well, that's cool, man. So on his birthday is your actual anniversary.
Yeah, I mean, we started a little bit before that, but we go by the first gig, which was, and that was also really weird. Like we came out of that Kiss or Kill scene,
right?
And we, you know, we all went to those shows, and we were kind of like, we played the Kibitz Room because I could, you know, we could book it easy. We just played like their open mic night, and we were like, we have a 20-minute set or whatever, but we were, you know, kind of frightened that, you know, all our friends were going to come out. We were like, let's not make a big deal out of it. But of course, we told everyone we were going to play. And we're like, okay, we're playing under the name Street Meat. And if you...
you got the coolest name ideas. Well, yeah. Man. It's so hard to find a name for
now,
a band.
And again, now I'm looking back, I'm like, fuck, we should be called Street Meat. But I was like, okay, so we're going to play under the name Street Meat. If you like us, we're Pussy Cow. If you don't like us, we are Street Meat. Different band. Totally different band. And people liked us, I guess.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah,
so, and that was 6 years ago in May. And ups, downs, all arounds, we're still here.
So. Yeah, man, you should do that again, man. Your next show, you should say, all right, if you like us, we're Tushy Horse now.
Tushy Horse.
And then for the people that really like the name Pussy Cow, they're going to be like torn. Like, do I pretend not to like it because I don't want it to be Tushy Horse? Tushy Horse sounds weird, you know? I like it, but, you know.
I like Tushy Horse. Yeah. I just called the name of an album Tushy Horse and then like be like, oh, this is our Tushy Horse period.
You could just do splits, you know? Like 7-inch splits with Tushy Horse.
Oh, that'd be good. Well, it's like the last FYP album is Toys That Kill, and then they started releasing albums as Toys That Kill.
Yeah.
And the Toys That Kill album by FYP is my favorite FYP album.
Oh, yeah. That's album.
So I'm like, oh.
Is that the one where they're on the slides and they're like zombie faces?
No, there's like it looks like a little baby with its pee-pee being touched.
It's a hard thing to describe without it sounding disgusting.
Finger pee-pee.
So yeah, man, 6 years and you guys are still going. And you know, we're talking about all these places like the Natural Fudge and Jabberjaw and the Anti-Club and all these places that have come and gone. So what's going on nowadays, man? Where do you guys like to play? Like, what are the cool places to play?
We play the Blue Star a lot. We have a show there.
Oh, we love the Blue Star, yeah.
Love the Blue Star. And Cindy is... Love you so much, Cindy. She is awesome.
And Jason.
And Jason. Everybody at the Blue
kiss
Star.
Kiss Jason, too. Give me a
Everybody at the Blue Star, I'd kiss them on the lips and in other places. They've been nothing but good to us.
Oh, yeah.
No, but seriously, they're like super, super good to us. They've like, you know... the last show we had there, I bought all this washable paint, and I like was wearing these like
their air quotes work really good on.
Yeah,
them.
I'm sorry.
Just hold
air quotes.
Just hold them really close to the mic. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Just do it real hard and fast next to the mic, so you can hear the air going.
I put on these like these coveralls that were made out of like pretty much paper. They cost like $1.25, and I bought all these like washable paints. And I like it was for this pocket circus show, and so I wanted to do something a little different. So I just poured the paint all over me. So it was like this living canvas, and I gave everybody in the audience paint. And like so, and I told like, hey, it's washable. Don't worry. And like, I was fine. My clothes were fine. Everything like that. And it was all over the concrete. And Cindy came in like late. And she was like, "What the fuck?" And I'm like, "It's washable. It's totally cool." and like, you know, like, you know, and if it isn't, you know, I'll help clean up or whatever. And like the next day, she texts me. She's like, "This shit's not coming off."
Oh,
and
shit.
I'm like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna go rent you a power, you know, washer." Blah blah blah. And I was like freaking out. And then apparently she told the owner of the Blue Star, Cash. He was like, "What the fuck?" And she was like, "It was Pussycat." He was like, "Oh, never mind."
So like, that's cool.
They're like, and that doesn't mean that you bands out there can play with washable paint at the Blue Star. Yeah. I'll never do it again.
Well, one time our singer Patrick broke the lights.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then like the sound guy came and like started like roughing him up and stuff. And but the owner was cool. He was like, "Oh, no, it's cool. We'll just fix the light, you know, whatever."
Everyone there is
they're
like
cool there.
So super nice and like just always just like really loving. Like it seems almost family-ish. Like they're so sweet to us, and like the shows that we've pulled off there, I don't think we could pull it off anywhere else. Like we do Dre Day every year,
right?
And the Blue Star is like one of the only places where they kind of like go fucking have at it. And I feel like a lot of other places would kind of like go like, "What are you doing here? What are you doing there? And that guy's doing that." And the Blue Star is very like, you know, they kind of put a lot of trust in us, and we put a lot of, you know, we respect the place. Like, it's not like a free-for-all, but I mean, like, they've been so super nice to us that we wanted to keep going forever.
Yeah, they're cool. They make hamburgers and stuff, you know?
Yeah, they feed the band.
They have special Rice Krispies. They are delicious.
They are very special, those Rice Krispies.
They tasted so good, I felt physically well after eating them.
They feel good.
And they smell very tangy and potent.
Yeah, they're good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that place is great. We're playing the Redwood.
Oh, yeah, that's another cool place. Yeah,
And we haven't played there a lot, but we like playing there. We like playing La Cita.
La Cita's cool.
But I like drinking at La Cita. So that's
the guy
kind of
who used to own the Scene. Remember the Scene in Glendale?
Yeah. Carl.
Yeah, Carl.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I see Carl there from time to time, but I don't think he ever really knew me because we never really played the Scene that much. Mm-hmm. But I remember Carl being like stand-up promoter dude. Like you know,
he's
just
cool dude.
Just would come up to you at the end of the show and just like throw you a couple bucks, be like, "You guys did great tonight," and you wouldn't even know if there was like a door,
right?
Or even if there wasn't a door, be like, "You guys were great," you know? I'm like, "Oh, awesome."
Yeah, you show up in the back room, they'd have like a giant fucking monster submarine sandwich for the band to eat and stuff.
And he was super cool dude.
Now it's like LaBreeze or something, God. Or is it still there, LaBreeze?
Yeah, I don't know if that place is still around, but I got a good story about playing there recently. Do you guys know the band Shat? Are you familiar with Shat?
No, but I have done that before.
You've seen Shat?
Sonya's seen before.
Okay, if you've never seen Shat, highly recommended. To see, not to own, to see. Shat is the whole band is wearing rubber masks and they're wearing Depends that look like they shat themselves. The lead singer is this big dude who's wearing a strap-on dildo, who's wearing a bicycle helmet with a mohawk dildo, who has elbow pads with dildos coming at it, knee pads with dildos coming at it, shin guards with dildos coming out of it, and boots with dildos coming out of it.
Dildo.
He's into dildos.
Just dildos all over the place. He puts like 1 foot up on the monitor, and every song is like way death metal, but like 30 seconds long. So he's like,
wow.
This song is about the only three things you need. Cell phone. And then at the end of every song, thank you, good night. And then he doing another song. It's like we're going into it going like
45 minutes later.
Like Danny and I are like, okay, we're gonna watch like 2 songs of this dude go the fuck home. And he's like, thank you, good night. And then he goes back on and it's like I actually stole this from him, but if someone fucked up, he'd just go, fucking perfect. So like I started doing that. If we fuck up on the set, I'll just totally go fucking perfect and like not mention the fuck up.
Now who wants to suck one of my dildos?
Yeah. And that was the thing too, is that he was like a good portion of the set, like a good like 6 songs were like, this song's about girls showing their tits. And like it was a whole song like show your tits. And no girls did that. And then he was like, this song's about like when girls are too self-conscious to show their tits. and he just keeps on doing more and more songs until some girl's like, here's a nipple if you'll fucking shut up, dude. And like, so like the guy was really nice. That's like the other funny thing. Like he was super sweet to us. And this was at La Brie.
That's not the best name for a club. La Brie's. Hey man, we're gonna play a show at La Brie's.
Yeah, Shat is gonna play a show at La Brie. And
sounds
so
like a French restaurant. We're opening for a
and then not only that,
band.
Not only that, it was La Brie, formerly the Scene.
Oh yeah.
It's everywhere. And so we get there and like we brought in, I don't know, maybe 10 people. Mm-hmm. And like we're like, hey, do we get like a drink ticket, anything like that? And the guy's like, no.
Okay. And that's it. He just looks totally cool.
Thank you very much.
And
yeah. I know the guy you're talking about. What a dick, by the way.
It sounds a little more prima donna than I want it to, but I've kind of thought that like when people don't give you drink tickets, it's kind of indicative of what the place is like.
Yeah.
Like if you won't even give me like a Pabst or like here's like, you know, or whatever. It's like I've always noticed shit goes bonkers with that particular venue.
You know, it's always that way too when there's like a cool venue and then there's a new owner. The new owner's like, fuck you, no drinks. There's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not gonna let you guys take advantage of me.
So he's like,
that's what happened to Tease.
Yeah,
yep, you know? I was just
exactly
say,
so he's like
Mr. Tease Bowl, by the way, in Los Angeles, one of the best venues that there ever was, and sadly it's on its decline. Anyway, go ahead.
So he's like, no. And in the meantime, he's like giving his friends all these free drinks. Shat goes on and Shat, dude, is just ordering rum and coke after rum and coke after rum and coke after, I'll have another rum and coke, sir. And then like, you know, the song's about titties, you know, like, thank you, good night. You know? And then like, the whole thing's over and Shat's like, thank you very much. You guys are great. We're like, thank you, Mr. Shat. And then like I get this very poorly worded, like spelled email from Mr. Shat the next day, like, don't ever play La Bricks ever again. That guy charged me $10 or something for every rum and coke I had. Oh, fuck that shit. Place. I am starting a media blitz on what a shit place La Bricks is. And he keeps calling it La Bricks.
That's awesome.
So he probably plunked down like $100 at La Bricks.
He was so pissed off, dude. Shat was pissed.
Not perfect.
He's going to write a 30-second song about how shitty that place is. Yeah, but like unless it's an art space and like that, like when they don't even say like, oh, here's like one beer, a shitty beer for your band, I'm always like, we played 14 Below once and I was like all drunk and I'm like, do we get drink tickets? And the guy gave me a graph and he was like, you have to get this many people in before. And I'm like, this is mathematics, man. Just say no.
Well, if you get this beer.
Like, if it's a no, just say it. Don't try and like get the calculus, like sine and cosine and like the remainder. And I'm like, dude, I'm in a fucking band called Pussycat. I cannot do this. Prog rock, we are not.
Yeah, to graduate to the next level, you have to bring in 50 people. The next 60 people that come in, you will get a drink.
You will get a Pabst. Mm-hmm.
A Pabst, yeah.
Here you go. Here's a six-sided die. You will roll it to see whether or not you get...
I hate the places that charge you for tap water.
Yeah, or soda water, because I'm actually a lightweight now, so I drink soda water in between mm-hmm. drinks. And all of a sudden, yeah, I know. I can't help it if I'm a dainty little flower.
But no, just like Vince brought up, I went to Silver Lake Lounge a few weeks back. I had no money to my name. I asked the bartender very politely, can I please have some water? I got bottled water for $2. Do you have a sink? I got bottled water for $2. I'm like...
Maybe he was retarded and that's all he could say.
Yeah.
I want to watch you.
How you doing today? I got bottled water for
$2. Thing is, I'll tip for my soda water. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm good about it, but it's just like I look at my tab at the end of the night, I'm like, why is it so expensive? And I realize I got a bunch of $2 soda waters.
Yeah. I think times are tough, but I mean, shit, don't you want to pay the fucking bands that are bringing, you know, the 10 or 15 people? Sometimes it's a lot, though.
Don't you want somebody to buy a beer when they actually have money?
I just think, like, you know, fine, you don't want to pay the band, and I'm understanding about that, but, like, you know, kick them down a fucking, you know, whatever, like a little thing. I mean, we played El Cid, and the dude was like, so I couldn't get you a drink.
Oh, dude. El Cid is now, it's notorious for not paying the bands, man. Well,
the thing was funny about this, the guy who hooked us up, I don't want to say his name, the guy got us the
show.
No, this guy was good. Oh, he got us the show, but he had to work with El Cid, and he was like, so I couldn't get you guys drink.
And you're like, speak up, I can't hear you.
Yeah. And he's like, so I couldn't get you guys drink tickets, so this is what I did. In the back, behind all the napkins and tablecloths, there's a 34 pack of Tecate and a bottle of tequila. Have as much as you want, dude. I'm really sorry. And I'm like, dude, that's way better than we would have done with drink tickets. Thank you so much.
I'm going to be back there with my pants down and I'm going to be erect. You don't have to do anything.
Feel free to repay me.
That tequila ain't cheap, motherfucker.
I got a blue vein throbber right now. Well, cool, man. So you guys are going to play a song when we get back, right? We're going to take a break right now, play a couple songs. You know, by the way, let me mention the songs that we played already. We played Shoegazer with Lemon Crush Sniper, and we played Pussy Cow with Hope We Don't Suck, which is a great song. And we're going to play some more music right now, but you guys are going to come, when we come back, you guys are going to play...
instruments,
song, right? What do you guys
guitars?
What do you want to play?
Think about something.
You want to play Sunset Junction? I think we're playing the songs that Chisholm wrote first.
Cool. All right. Well, you know, we'll take a break and you guys work it out, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod.
Hello, may I speak to manager? Who, sir? Manager? Nobody has heard that. Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck yourself, motherfucker. I'll fuck your mother, son of a gun.
The More Music Radio Pod. Hot Skid Real Drum.
Thank you. Sailor.
And Lucas.
From Sassafras.
Yes.
And you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
Nice.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. Does this mic sound weird? Does it sound kind of like muffled up? Yo. What does it matter anyway? Because the freaks are out tonight and we have a Pussy Cow in studio.
No, and, who is this?
Yeah, man, we've been having a good time drinking some beers and talking some shit about clubs and people that we don't like, and also about stuff that we do like. And there's going to be some stuff that I'm personally going to like because Pussy Cow is going to play a song for us on the More Music Radio Pod live in studio. Can you believe that shit? All right. Yeah.
It's going to happen right now.
Let's tear this shit up. All right.
It's campfire style.
Cool, guys. Take it away, man. Pussy Cow live on the More Music Radio Pod.
This song is about a whale.
Let's get pompous.
Yeah. Taco trucks.
That was awesome, guys, man. That's like one of my favorite Pussy Cow songs, man. We play that a lot here on the More Music Radio Pod.
That's like the hit single. That's one of our hit singles.
I like that one.
If we had singles, that'd be a hit single.
That's definitely the A side of the single.
Yeah, yeah. It's totally A. Are we doing another one?
Go for it. All right.
Chisholm wrote this.
Need some sleep so I can function. Sunset Junction.
Sunset Junction.
Getting sick and I need the rest. Got a book home in Budapest. I mean, Sunset Junction. Dayquil, Vizy, Pudding and Pie. Kisses, hockey, cold goodbye. Sunday's coming, gotta be at my best. Kick out the jams in Budapest. I mean, Sunset Junction.
The morning to you all. I got the bat if you got the ball. Top of the morning to you all. I got the bat if you got the ball.
Alright, yeah. Pussy Cow, man. That's fucking awesome. Sunset Junction, man. So what do you think about Sunset Junction nowadays, man?
Another thing that went the way of the dinosaur, huh?
Boom, 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 boom.
The city's all like, where's my money, fool?
When we wrote that, I should say, when Chisholm wrote that, Sunset Junction was pretty rad.
Yeah.
It is no longer.
That's when it was like, you could just walk in there. You didn't have to pay $20 to get
go
in.
Go see Mud, honey.
Saw Sonic Youth for $6. And I didn't even pay the $6. No, I totally paid the $6. Yeah. Do we want to do another? Or... And another?
Bah, bah, bah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. Yeah, go for it. Shit, yeah. Let's just fucking tear it up, man.
I think this is probably the last one we'll do because all we really prepared for.
We got some more quarters.
Well, we pulled Taco Chariot out of our ass.
We got a lot in our ass, but...
no, who is this ass?
Chisholm wrote this one, too. This is not on any of the records, but it will be on the next record. Yeah. If we have a next record or 7-inch or I don't know what the fuck.
How many records do you have?
We got two records that came out at the same time because we had so much Pussy Cow. It was just like, if you had it all on one, like when we first got it, like it was like 45 minutes of Pussy Cow on one disc and like about 20 minutes in, I was like, fuck my band. I hate us. And so we kind of like.
We want to follow your guys' lead and put out a 7-inch one of these days.
Yeah.
You want to follow our lead and just put out a 7-inch every 5 years?
Yeah, yeah. So like we split that in two, and now we've
got impatient. We're trying to do, you know, inch for every year between the last album.
But we recorded seven songs. We just don't know what we're going to do with them yet. But this is one of those seven songs. It's not available yet. We've been playing it
cool.
Live though.
Exclusive here live on the More Music Radio Pod. Pussy Cow.
Mix it up with
buddy Pussy Cow on the More Music Radio Pod.
Be careful, you're going to burn your s'mores. Don't burn your s'mores. Dude, the joke is there is kind of like a campfire. Felt like a campfire.
Oh, okay. Like I think I dropped my weenie in the coals.
Oh, shit.
I hate when that happens.
Don't ever burn your weenie. Ever.
Cool. So do we have a phone call? Did we get a phone call coming in?
Did we?
I thought I heard something. Yeah.
You guys got Prince Albert in the can.
If anybody wants to call in and talk to us over here with Pussy Cow, call 1-800-893-9562. You know what? Let's take another break and we'll play a couple songs.
No, who is this is?
And
shoot the moon.
This is code name, lard ass.
Nothing but up and
smoke
quotes.
Radio Dispatch, do you know who this is?
The rest of the fucking show. Just nothing but up and smoke quotes. It's free by the basketball.
You guys passed by Strawberry's house over there?
You know, I got a buddy from San Diego who I haven't seen in a long time. He like texts me randomly, you want to get lunch, dude? I'm like, sure. He's like, I'm in your neighborhood looking for Strawberry's house.
Yeah, man, that house is right there in our neighborhood, man. It's really cool. Every time I pass by there, I tell people, yeah, man, that's where Strawberry, man.
I wasn't looking at his neck, man.
Starbucks. I like when they go to reprocess the furniture.
We're coming to reprocess.
Or what's the cocaine turns blue because it's Ajax?
It's Ajax. Like, yeah.
Oh, it's high grade stuff.
It's high grade stuff. Ig pays. Get out, skis. Oh, sounds very Latin. I've fucking seen that movie over and over again. It never gets fucking old, man. I fucking love it.
It's the best one.
So anyway, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. You ready?
Call us. Okay, understand?
800-893-9562.
Yeah, very soon. No. Yeah. Already police report have gone on. Fuck very you. Soon, within a few days, you in the jail. Fuck you. I tell you. Fuck you. Believe me. Fuck you. When you go into the jail, then you fuck your mother, okay? And I tell you, okay? Fuck. Yeah, sure. Very soon. Fuck. Be ready, okay?
Fuck. When soon?
Very soon. When? Very soon.
When?
There's a board already recording going on the police station.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
No!
Okay. Fuck you. Then you remember when you catch him.
No, you're scaring me.
I'm not kidding you, okay?
No, stop it.
I tell you. Don't worry. They already record. They'll be on the police. You'll be on the recorder, okay?
Don't tell the police.
You'll be on the recorder.
Don't.
They already at the police station. You talking right now? They already on the police station.
No.
Okay.
Fuck you.
I show you just someday.
Stop
and
it.
You be in the jail, you get big trouble, okay?
Son of
stop.
Bitch.
You will call you the
fuck
someday.
You, son of bitch.
Someday you see, okay?
Fuck you, eh?
You see, sucker. Fuck you.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Ooh! Jim Jordan,
SkidRow.LA.
We'll be right back.
George W. Bush, and I appreciate you listening to the More Music Radio Pod. You guys are evildoers.
Hey, spiky hair kid, you ain't really punk.
Hi.
All right. Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We just heard some fucking good music from Pussy Cow played live here on the More Music Radio Pod, man. We're getting a lot of good live performances over here.
We play bottom 40 radio.
Yeah.
It was top 40, cool, man. There's us.
So yeah, man, we're hanging out tonight and we're hanging out with Pussy Cow, and we have some other guests in studio. I want to say thanks to Sonia for running the board. Very good job.
Yeah, Sonia!
Thank you very much.
Woo!
All right. Hopefully we could keep her to run our shows at the new place, because there's going to be a different setup. There's going to be a engineer booth and stuff. And so we're going to need somebody to run
it. The new spot's going to be cool because we can keep her in like a cage.
Yeah. Kind of. She's going to be like the Robin.
Yeah.
Like the Robin Quivers. So yeah, so anyway, we're here talking to Pussy Cow, and I also want to say hello to our former bass player, Pete. He's just visiting from Seattle.
Hey!
Right. Yeah. He got his passport.
He used to play with the Mormons. But,
first time, long time.
But what happened, Pete? I mean, you fell in love, right? This was the woman.
That was,
we talked about this months ago, but I just want to talk about it again.
Yeah, you just want to bring it up again so you can tell me how much I'm a fucking idiot.
Right. I mean, you're nice. Okay. You're nice, and I do enjoy your company, but it did hurt us when you left.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it hurt me. It hurt me too.
This motherfucker gonna quit the band for a bitch. Sucked.
This is like when your dad beats you and is like, this is gonna hurt me more than it hurts you. Like, are you sure about that? This is fucked up. Pete.
No, it sucked, man. That was the one thing that I was like, oh, that's the one thing that I really had going for me here was, you know, being in the Mormons.
Right.
And so that was the toughest thing to leave when I left L.A. Well, okay, the whole story, so most people don't know. Obviously, you know, 500,000 people out there don't know this shit. But what happened was I met a girl on an Alaskan cruise. And she turned out to be, yeah, exactly. It was like the Love Boat, dude. Fucking, what was the name of that? Yeah, that bartender or whatever.
Isaac.
Yeah, Isaac. He was serving us. Yeah.
Go for it, did you?
But yeah. So I went on this cruise with this girl, and you know, oh yeah, it's great. And then we started dating, but she was from Canada. She lived in Canada.
Mm-hmm. They never show you that episode of The Love Boat, the one afterward.
That's where my
where everything falls apart and everything's bullshit.
Yeah,
Canada's where my fake girlfriend's from.
Yeah, Niagara Falls. Hey,
you guys don't know her. She's from Canada.
She's Canada. Hey. She bones me all the time, though, dude. Seriously.
Yeah, so sorry. No. Please throw in the jokes. It's all jokes. But no. So I went. So I decided. It came down to a point where she couldn't move down here because of like she had like medical problems and stuff. And I was like,
she's allergic. She was or still is allergic to gluten.
Yeah, that's funny that
you
remember that.
She ate a gluten.
Yeah, she would get the fucking shits, dude.
Yeah,
like hardcore.
You're like, hey, you want to fuck with her? Give her a gluten.
Yeah. Here, you want a cookie? I swear, it's there's no gluten in it.
You're gonna get shit in your vagina. Watch.
Exactly.
Because it's like a canal. It'll run through there. You know? Especially like when chicks fart too, like in the car, it has a special canal that just goes right up and then they can enjoy it. You guys like smelling your own farts? Your own farts are great, right?
Oh, they're awesome.
You're just like, oh yeah, I can't believe I did that. But you smell somebody else's farts, you know? And really, you're smelling shit particles.
Well, even like, have you had it where you like fart and you're like, oh, that really smells good. And then you walk into another room, and then you walk back in and you're like, oh, it fucking stinks in here. You know, like all of a sudden your fart isn't your fart anymore.
Yeah. It had oxygenated that much further.
Right. It stuck around long enough where you forgot that you farted. Like, oh, man, who took a shit in here, man?
Flacco, if you're listening, this is the part where you should call in.
Yeah. 800-893-9562.
Seriously, dude, that guy can tell some good fart stories.
what member of Pussy Cow has the worst farts? Is it Flacco?
I'm gonna go with Flacco because he's the one who's most proud of it. So he's probably the one who I've smelt the most.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the end of practice, he'll fart and then we'll leave the room a little bit faster. Me, I'm notoriously loud, not smelly, but loud.
Don't kid yourself.
No. Smelly sometimes, but usually loud, not
smelly. I'm joking, dude.
My brother usually smelly, not loud.
Yeah, farts are fun. Like, you can cup your hand, put it on your butthole, fart in it, and then put it in someone's fridge. A buttercup, right?
Yeah, buttercup.
You know, I used to make buttercups. Like, I used to, actually get a cup. And this is when we were younger, and me and my cousin, and I would like, fart in a cup. And I put my hand over the cup, and I tell my cousin, I'm like, hey, come smell. What does this smell like? And then she would come, and then I'd put the cup in her face, and she'd inhale a fucking cup full of my farts. Mmm. That's something you should try at home, kids.
Wow.
Fun. People
did she like it, or was she like...
She didn't really like it too much.
No, it wasn't her thing?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Some people don't find it funny. I don't know why. Yeah.
It's a fuck game, son. You'll play it when you get older. All reminds me of Eddie Murphy. That's all.
Shit. Well, we wanted you because we had to fart in the tub.
And G.I. Joe, he got stuck. And G.I. Joe, he got stuck.
We interrupted Pete's story about the gluten girl.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so gluten girl. He goes for gluten girl, and I want to be supportive. You know, it's like, okay, you know, I understand. It's just like sometimes you got to make choices in your life, because being in a band kind of puts a strain on stuff. You have to. It has to be a special relationship where, you know, the other person is like, you know, down for your shit. You know, and right. Then when you're like a fucking 35-year-old fucking adult fucking boy, you know what I mean?
You think you make the right decisions?
Yeah. You know. So I understood what you were talking about, and it was hard to let you go. And that, but this was the one, man. And then what happened, Pete?
Okay. So what happened was I decided to move up there and be with her. So I moved up there
to Canada.
To Vancouver, and could not get a job. Like, they're like, yeah, you can come in, but you can get this visa, but you can't work. Well, how do I work? Oh, to work, you have to go out of the country. Well, that doesn't help me. No, you can live here, but you just can't work here. It's cool.
Just work in Seattle.
So basically, it's a money thing.
You were like a wetback, right?
Totally.
You're a whiteback.
Totally. I was like, oh my God, now I understand. And like, people would look at me like weird when I would talk, you know, and I'm like, what? No, I'm asking you. And they would just be like, they wouldn't understand me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Total wetback up there.
And it's okay. I could say wetback because I'm Chicano, so it's cool.
Right.
Can I recommend you a book?
I was a snowback.
Can I recommend you a book?
What's that?
Have you ever heard of the comic artist Ben Snakepit?
No.
Ben Snakepit draws like a 3-panel strip for each day of his life.
Okay.
And he's done like his first 3 years, and then the second 3 years, and then
now he's on like 10.
Yeah, he's on like 10. But the second 3 years, it's called My Life in the Jugular Vein. And they're fucking recording this, so you can get this later. He does the same thing you did.
Really?
He goes to Canada to follow a chick. He wants to marry her, everything. And he gets there, and she finds him a job and everything. And his job, he's like, just like culture shock. He's like, the only jobs I've ever had are like cool dude jobs. Like, I've worked in video stores and record stores. And all of a sudden, they're like, all right, wash all these dishes and chop all these vegetables. And that's what you're fucking doing all day. And he's like, I feel like such a fucking entitled prick, but I fucking can't handle this. And he finally, like, you know, spoiler alert, but he just can't handle it. He moves back to fucking America.
Right. It's understandable. It's like crazy. It's weird.
Things
too.
Turned out well for Snake Pit, man. They'll turn out well for you.
Right, exactly. No, I'm not trying to get up there anymore, so it's okay.
But
when I was trying to get up there, it was weird. Like, you know, oh, you can't come up here. You can't get a visa. Oh, but if you go and get a crane operator's license, sure, we'll bring you in right away. Like, so it was really weird like that. If they're looking for certain jobs or whatever, they'll take you in. And you can work there, but I couldn't.
Right.
I wasn't up there on their level. So I moved to Seattle, and I was like, well, let's try and work it out, and it didn't work out.
Didn't they have like Home Depots up there you could hang out at?
Dude, they have Costco, the hot dogs that you normally get, like you can get peppers on it up there, which I always thought was cool.
They don't have poutine?
Fucking weirdos.
They have poutine, actually. Yeah,
the
and they
Depot?
Have Montreal steak sandwiches at the Costco.
But oh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's fancy.
It's cool, dude. If you're ever in another country or even another, you know, city, go to Costco and see what they have on the menu. It'll tell you a lot.
Did you know that, Michael?
Sure, yes.
Okay.
He knows it now.
Chicken bake.
I don't want to blow your cover. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So now you're back, Pete.
Yeah.
You're back in LA or back in Seattle?
I'm back in Seattle, but I'm in LA this week.
How is it up there? Do you want to blow your brains out?
No, Seattle's fucking awesome, dude. I know a lot of people ask me like, oh, dude, how do you fucking deal with rain and shit? You know, honestly, it does not rain on me. Like, it rains when I'm in the office or something, or I'm in my home or something, which I like. You know, I can go out to the balcony and hear rain. And
you got like duck oil on your skin or something? It just like beads off or what?
Yeah, yeah, basically. I don't know, the rain clouds or something. I've got this, like, you know, electric energy that hangs around me.
Right.
And it's
sunny everywhere you're
at. Yeah, exactly.
It's because you're such a positive person.
Right. You always said that, dude. That was the one thing that you hated. You're like, dude, I want to be pissed at you, but you're nice. You're too nice.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, you nice guy.
You're the anti-Al Bundy, dude.
Right, totally.
Fuck you, you're fucking up my hatred for white people. You're one of the cool ones.
But I did it right, though. I mean, I know I left the Mormons, but I did it right. Like, I told you guys, like, 6 months in advance. I did it like a job. Like, 6 months in advance, right. I came to every practice on time.
Right.
I helped you, like, you know, when that was transitional time where Dan came in. And so, like, helped out through that and stuff. But it was hard after that last show. I was like, oh, dude, that was a good show, too.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
You just fucked it up, dude.
I know.
You show
Vince
up.
Was trying to get me arrested before I went out there, because if you get arrested, you can't go into Canada.
But it's cool. You should.
So he's like, we should do mobile unit in like downtown or something.
I'm like, hey, Pete, hold on to this.
There's riots going on. Let's do it.
You just totally fuck up the last show, and then you're like, well, fuck that band.
Yeah, yeah. They sucked anyway.
They sucked anyway.
I say, Pete, hold on to this cocaine, man. And then I get pulled over and I'd be like, hey, man, this fool has coke on him, fool. I don't know this guy, man. He's freaking me out, officer.
Hold on to this cocaine. I wrote your name on the bag so you'd remember to hold on to it. And you're social.
Yeah, it's good to see you, man. I haven't seen you in a while, Pete.
Yeah, it's good seeing you too, man. Yeah, it's good seeing everyone.
You see our
Patrick
new bass player, man. He's got huge tits, long legs. It's awesome. I mean, not that we're rubbing it in.
We actually got...
I had huge tits when I was in the band too, so, you know.
I still have huge tits.
I doubt that this guy has huger tits than I had.
Right now, I'm feeling kind of confident because I have the hugest tits in the whole band. And good nipples, too, because that's what it's all about. It doesn't matter the size of the tit. I keep telling everybody this, and hopefully people listen. It's not the size of the tit. Like, everybody says, oh, yeah, big tits. But then sometimes you see those big, giant tits, and then you rip the shirt off, right? That's what we do. We just rip the shirt off. And then the nipple is, like, surrounding the whole tit, and it's like a big giant sand dollar brown areola.
Silver dollar nipples.
Yeah, and then with the, like, invisible nipple, it's just like a missile. It's just like there's no definite nipple.
Form over function, dude.
Yeah, if there's
ladies,
a nice nipple
I don't mind
there,
that at all. I don't mind any of
right.
that.
There's all different kinds of nipples, too. There's the Braille ones, the ones where you can read a paragraph on the nipple.
Bring me you're tired, you're poor, you're hungry.
Some chicks have actual...
Da Vinci Code.
Some chicks have hair coming out of their nipples.
As do you. Yeah.
I have hairy nipples, too. You know, but
it helps when you got shit stuck in your teeth. That shit helps.
It's the only place on my chest I have hair.
Yeah.
Hairy nipples are playing the satellite tonight, man.
With tushy horse.
Yeah, with tushy horse.
Street meat. And fucking firefighter die or something.
Fist for dicks.
Wolf firefighter die. Has to have a wolf in it or a bird.
Oh, we're getting a call? All right.
Oh, shit.
All right, caller, you are on the air with Pussy Cow on the More Music Radio Pod. What up?
Hey, Vince, this is the Red Rooster.
Hey, what's going on? Red Rooster, man.
Nice.
If, for those of you who don't know who Red Rooster is, you can find him at Beware the... What is your blog, man?
It's JuanBallantrain.com. Just look me up there.
Yeah, man. Red Rooster, this guy is
Don't worry about me. I'm not that popular.
No,
don't
man. This guy, I got to tell you guys, man, this guy is like a master sculptor. There's like a few people that are just like Renaissance people, and they have like... You know, God is in their fingertips, you know, and this guy is one of these guys, man. And it's a friend
Vince,
of ours, man.
Vince, honestly, stop trying to get in my fucking pants. I was calling you because I was recently out at TGI Fridays in Compton.
Oh, okay.
That's a good place to hit up a TGI Fridays.
That's the good TGI Fridays.
I remembered that. I remembered that Pussy Cow was on your show tonight. And I got to say, Pussy Cow, y'all fucking guys are the fucking shit. Just because.
I agree, man. Yeah.
Just because of your fucking name, dude. Fucking Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow.
Yeah.
Dude, you guys are fucking awesome, dude.
Thank you, that's Red all, Rooster.
Yeah, I agree. Everybody, round of applause for Pussy Cow. Yeah.
Man, it's all barnyard love tonight.
And around for Red Rooster, man. Red Rooster just makes me think of Sriracha hot sauce.
Red Rooster, you're my, like favorite my favorite hot sauce.
This guy's cool, man. I mean, he also writes, too. He draws, he writes. You have that blog, man, Beware the Rooster.
I got a blog. It's called www.beware/...
Uh-oh, one of those.
Now it's getting confusing.
Dash. Is it slash or dash?
I think it's dash or hyphen.
I think it's dash. Beware dash the dash red dash rooster.com.
You sure that's not?
Hey, it's a lot of. I say you revamp that shit and then call us back.
Beware dash, the word dash, and then an actual dash, and then some other word slash.
About three of you have computers.
Can I run a dash?
Just try Googling beware red rooster and see if it comes up. I bet it'll come up.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway,
just Google Red Rooster sculptures and you'll find a bunch of fucking cool shit, man.
Yeah, dude, I honestly wasn't sure if you guys were fucking on this late, but you know, I honestly was calling just to share my Queen Latifah story with you.
Oh, cool. Yeah, man. You were telling me the other day that you actually hung out with Queen Latifah, right?
No, well, actually, Queen Latifah came out to my booth at the Beverly Hills Art Affair.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, exactly.
And show off.
And she came over to my booth, and she was like, hey, I really like your work and all this. And don't get me wrong, I fucking love Queen Latifah, man. But, you know, I know that she swings the other way, and that's all cool, you know? Yeah. Hey, that's
allegedly. Like
you should have smelled her face.
Like, thank you, but this is going nowhere.
No, hold on. But, you know, then she came over and she shook my hand. She says, hey, nice to meet you. And I go, and I shook her hand. And in my mind, I didn't say it to her, but in my mind, you know, I thought to myself, God damn, Queen Latifah, I'm glad you swing the other way because your hands are rough, dude. And if you were like, give a fucking man a hand job, God damn, you fucking skin is fucking God.
Hey. So you heard it here. Queen Latifah has giant rough hands.
Hey, dude. Hey, she does. But you know what? I fucking love her. She's awesome.
She may be the queen, but she's got king hands.
She loves my work, and I love that girl.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
That's all I was calling in for.
Is she like 7 feet tall or what?
Dude, she's fucking awesome. She's like, I want to wrestle her, but...
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm afraid I'd fucking win. Or, no, wait, lose. One of those.
Yeah, either way, you win.
I think, either way, you're fine.
Might get sucked up in
any dignity lost, man.
Exactly. Hey, Pussy Cow, I love you guys, man. You guys are fucking
thanks,
awesome.
Red Rooster.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You, Red Rooster.
Hey, it's a free country. You
thanks for calling and sharing that story with us, man. We got to hook up, man. You got to come down and hang out with us at the More Music Radio Pod, man, when you get a chance.
Hey, awesome.
UNITY, that's a unity.
UNITY.
I had my short shorts on because it was crazy.
Hey, I'll check you guys later, man.
All right, then, man. Thanks for calling, Rooster.
I'll see you guys on Saturday, man.
Yeah, Saturday, man. Thanks,
Close.
Yeah, I'll check you guys later.
Yeah, we'll see you Saturday, man.
Saturday with the fucking Voodoo Glow Skulls.
Yeah, with Voodoo Glow Skulls. Yeah, on Saturday.
Rock it out.
Who is this?
You guys are probably, if you guys aren't listening live, you guys are probably, hopefully you're listening on Saturday. The podcast will be up by then. And
is your bacon good? You guys liking your breakfast? That's good, right?
Yeah. What are you eating for breakfast right now? Captain Crunch?
What should I do tonight? I should go see Voodoo
Glow Skulls. Mijo, come here. You eat all your cereal, okay? And then we're going to go see Voodoo Glow Skulls and the Mormons at Alex's Bar tonight on Saturday.
Exactly.
Saturday, October 22nd. We're going to be playing with Voodoo Glow Skulls and Wrong Beach and Sedera at Alex's Bar. That's going to be the shit. We haven't played in a couple months, and we're ready to fucking tear shit up again, man.
Yeah!
cool, man. So we'll see you there on Saturday. We'll see you there Saturday, Juan.
And just for you, Red Rooster, they're covering You and I, T.Y. by Queen Latifah that night.
Yeah. We're actually going to, Queen Latifah's going to show up, and we're going to pop out of her twat, and we're going to start playing.
Nice.
And then you're going to sing Ladies First.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, man. I think she has, I think she might have like a little bit of a bush, you know what I mean?
You guys should bring out 2x4s and have her sand them with her hands.
Hey, rock on, man. Hey, you guys take it easy, brother.
Hey, Juan, probably like, you know, you when you open up the pussy, it's probably real bright pink inside.
Like roast beef. Oh.
That's all right, baby. We all pink inside. We all pink inside.
You guys take it easy.
All right, then, Rooster.
Right, you too.
Later on, man. Thanks for calling, dude. Yeah, all right, man. Rooster, man. Red Rooster. That guy's cool. Fucking awesome, dude. I wish I could do, I barely can play guitar. I barely know how to play music. I can play drums all right, you know, but these fucking people with this gift, man, to fucking draw or sculpt and stuff. And Danny, man, you guys, Danny made the fucking coolest fucking flyer. And he makes the coolest fucking shit, man. That one where we were supposed to play on Halloween, that Halloween show last year.
Was it last year or the year before? You guys played.
Yeah, I think that was last year. Yeah.
No, you guys played. It was
We couldn't play because Dan fucked it up.
No. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
There was an unfortunate circumstance. But that fucking family, dude, but. I mean, these people with the talent, man, it's just like I like to surround myself with those people because maybe I can kind of like absorb a little bit of it, you know? I don't know.
It's like I listen
hanging out with Pussy Cow tonight. Maybe I can come up with some good shit, you know?
It's like, it just sucks to hang out with bands that are assholes.
Yeah.
You know?
I listen to shitloads of hip hop because I think like my lyrics will get better, and they don't.
Speaking of hanging out with bands that are assholes, Very Be Careful is playing very soon. I want to promote them. They'll be playing very soon.
Old school with that guy.
We had like the most uncomfortable radio show with Very Be Careful that came in. You got to understand, man. Like I came into this with just like, man, Very Be Careful, fucking cool. They're playing like cumbias and stuff, you know. But apparently, I didn't know the exact type of music they were playing. So when they came in, I'm like, yeah, Very Be Careful, cumbias. They're like, no, man. It's vallenato. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Excuse me, dude. It sounds like cumbias. You know, I don't know. I heard cumbias or whatever. And so, like, I don't know. They just were not, like, very comfortable. They didn't want to talk. And, like, they were making fun of us, like, on the air. And they're, like, laughing. I'm like, what are you guys laughing at? Are you guys laughing at us? Man, that sucks, man. What the fuck, dude? But yeah,
I should just got up and been like, "This is my show, Get out there, be careful,
dude." If I would have done that, dude, I mean, let's put it this way: at the end of the show, one of the guys, or two of the brothers here, at the end of the show, he like almost started crying because somebody called up and said, "Hey, you guys are fucking sounding like kind of dicks right now. Like, are you guys gonna be dicks if I go to your show?" And the guy's all right, that's it. He pulled off his fucking headphones or his cans. And he's like, that's it, you know, whatever. And I'm like, oh, my God. It was like, you guys got to listen to it. I think it's the 8th episode of the More Music Radio Pod.
I remember that one.
Yeah. And I don't know,
man. It was awkward, dude.
That means ratings.
I mean, right.
More people listen to this podcast if we have a full-on fight right now.
Yeah.
It actually is one of my favorite podcasts.
We should have a whole fall. It's like when
shut up, asshole.
We're all friends on the book phase, and that one day you posted like Joey Ramone getting a fight with Marky Ramone on like Howard's.
Oh yeah,
and, like
I love that. Dude.
The rest of the dudes in the band are more Stern listeners than I am. I had never heard it before. I'm listening like, oh my god, like, yeah. It already
wasn't
happened.
Wasn't that cool?
Half
dude?
That thing is dead. Joey's dead. I'm like, oh my god, they didn't like each other.
You know? Dude, that was so interesting.
Edge of my seat.
Yeah, when the Ramones, I mean, they would always fight when they were when they were on Howard Stern, and like fucking Joey's like fucking saying Marky wears a wig, and because Marky brought up that he had OCD and fucking I just love that. I mean, I don't know, like the internal fighting is like kind of cool. I mean, being in a band, you guys got to get along. I mean, you guys know this. You guys are veterans of this, just like we are, and you know, there's a dynamic, you know, and it's the test. You know, and it's like the bands that can handle it are still around, and the bands that can't are either in other bands or, you know, working stiffs, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah, man. So yeah, I don't want to fight you guys.
Man,
I like
fuck
you guys.
The Mormons, man.
You know what? That's getting to be a very popular phrase.
Yeah,
man.
I've been hearing it in Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah, we're like, no, we're for
gay
marriage.
I was on a Mormons radio show. They did not give me a deli tray.
They did not give us pizza.
This is bullshit.
Who has been putting out their cools on my floor?
Who has been putting out their cools on my floor?
Who stocked my beer?
Half this show has been like, yeah, some blah, 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 pussy guy. The other half has been like, in your favorite quotes from Trading Places and Cheech and Chong movies.
You just took the most acid I've ever seen anyone take in my entire life. Hope you're not doing anything for like a month.
Can I have a bite of your hot dog?
I like when the cop goes up to the car and he's all, so what do you guys want? We love Up in Smoke.
After this, we're all gonna just watch Up in Smoke. That's what
I'm gonna do. It. I think it's on Netflix. So
yeah.
Remember the Mormons were gonna dress up as Eddie Torres for Halloween once.
Oh
yeah, E.T. extra testicles. Eddie Torres.
Actually, I mentioned him earlier.
Me.
Ben Snakepit.
Me.
Ben Snakepit dresses like Eddie Torres. Extra testicle in that book.
Swear to God. All right. Write down that book because I guess I can listen to this podcast again. I'm getting that.
That shit's great. That's awesome. It's good. It's funny shit.
Oh, man. This is a lot of fun, man. You guys got another song you guys going to play for us?
We're pulling this one out of our ass.
Hell yeah. We love to pull stuff out of our ass on the More Music Radio Pod. All right, man.
Our buddy Jason's here. He's not going to talk on mic, but Jason, when we were getting all set up, was like, you know, my favorite song by you guys is Scientist, and you never play it live. And it's because, well, when we play it live, people look bored, but it's one of my favorite songs that we've ever done. So we're pulling this one out of our ass.
All right, cool, man.
I actually had to remember the lyrics all over again. I wrote them down on this post-it.
You wrote it down on a post-it.
Yeah. And then Mike is going to play a riff to another song completely, just because, you know, we don't remember riffs.
Well, cool, man. We're going to get another song from Pussy Cow live here on the More Music Radio Pod. Take it away, guys. All right. On the More Music Radio Pod. We're going to take another break and we'll be back.
That song's about getting drunk and making bad decisions. Call us up if you want to get drunk and make bad decisions with us.
800-893-9562. We'll be back on More Music Radio
Pod. Also, there's a shitload of people here. We're going to have gangbang phone sex with you. Call now.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like a plan. All right. We'll be back.
Ya, Ching Kasu Yarodomo. You are listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
Carlo and Mr. T's, and you listen to More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la.
All right. Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod.
Yeah. I miss Arlo, dude. It was good hearing his voice again.
So if you want to see Arlo, take some beers with you. Wish they got teeth.
Two hippies just pissed on my leg.
We're lost due to incompetence.
Completely lost due to incompetence.
Yeah, man, we like to play a lot of that stuff, man, over here on the More Music Radio Pod. We love Cheech and Chong.
I think the first two CDs I ever owned, I don't remember the first album I ever bought. Hey, that's when it gets smooth.
Yeah, so
the first like two CDs I ever bought, I think, was like the Sex Pistols' Nevermind the Bollocks and the Cheech and Chong Up in Smoke soundtrack.
Oh yeah,
because I thought that was totally punk's rocks, man.
Yeah, I love punk's rocks, man. And you know what? That last song we were just lost due to incompetence. I'm like, wow, that's such a fucking cool fucking jam, dog.
That song's punks. The part where the saxophone comes in all smooth. Punk rock.
Oh yeah. It's like punk rock nights.
I'm gonna play this and I'm gonna get lots of punk
like
screw points.
Nights. Yeah, yeah, like punk rock nights.
It's Cinemax punks.
Skinner punks.
Yeah, man. Well, we earned a lot of punker points tonight, man. Fucking playing some of the stuff that we had.
My mama talk to me, turn how to live. But I don't listen to it cause my head is like a sieve.
All right, yeah.
Best hey, so, acapella we got, fucking Alice Bowie cover band ever.
We got Jeremy chilling on the mic, man.
Hey, what's up?
So now you got people to run the board, man. You're just, what do you...
man, I'm moving up the corporate ladder, man.
Yeah, man, you're just hanging out.
It's just tightening up his cufflinks and his tie.
It looks like you need a little bit of time to get used to it, though, because you're kind of like... Wow.
I'm a little on edge, you know. Yeah. I want to make sure everything's going smoothly, but...
How are we doing so far?
You guys are doing a great job, man.
Yeah, man, the last couple shows...
Hey, considering that no one in this room knew anything about radio, you know, 6 months ago, we're doing a good job.
Right. Except knowing what good radio sounds like.
Yeah, you still don't know what radio is.
I knew about this much. It's 13 minutes after the hour. How's their drive time commute? It's the third shift. Coming up right now, we have more music.
Thank you, KCRW.
Yeah, thank you, KCRW. We're Pledge Drive. We'll give you a tote bag. You guys got tote bags yet?
No, not yet, man.
All right. Well, just get people to give you money.
Well, you guys got the koozies going
on. Yeah, we got koozies.
Yeah, man. Right. I still have my Pussy Cow koozie, man.
I thought they were called beer pussies.
They weren't, but they are now.
Yeah, man. And, you know, I wear my Pussy Cow shirt sometimes. I stop wearing it to work because people can kind of get freaked out at the word pussy. Dude, and I'm like, haven't you ever heard of a pussy cat? You know?
Yeah, like, you know, when I was a kid, it's funny going back to the Pussy Cow thing. When I was a kid, I remember that commercial and I used to run around the house singing Pussy Cow. But I was thinking it was a cat with, like, a cow's body or something like that. That's how I envisioned it when I was younger. And then I moved away from L.A., and I still had Pussy Cow in my head, but nobody up there, like I was in San Luis Obispo area. Right. Nobody up there knew what Cal Worthington was. So I was the only one running around like an idiot singing Pussy Cow all over the fucking place. Yeah. But it took me until I was, I think, 21 or 22 before I found out it was Go See Cal.
It's all fucked up with that shit, too, because I'm sure there's, like, people who are, like, in like, Peoria, Illinois, who are like, you don't know Big Bob and Joe's, smorgasbord commercials?
I think one of the only places that would get the Cal Worthington thing, just based on the fact that he has a dealership up there, is probably Alaska.
Yeah, he has Alaska. He has one in Arizona. Like, Texas. It's weird, but... You know, when we came up with the name, like, the height of our idea of success was, like... One day we'll play Kiss or Kill.
Right.
And that happened like way fast. And then we were like, fuck, now we're stuck with this. Which is like great whenever you're like, you know, like we've hooked up shows for touring bands and stuff like that. And they're like, so man, thank you for, you know, hooking up this tour. What's your band name called again? Pussy Cow. Okay. Well. But the best, we booked a show for this dude. He's from Minneapolis. He's in a band called, he was in a band called Pretty Boy Thorson.
The New Generation.
Jesse.
Is in a band called Pretty Boy Thorson and the Falling Angels, later on The Slow Death. But like I was telling him about it, he was like, and I was like, yeah, man. And we put our album out. All people want to do is talk shit about our shitty band name. He's like, listen, man. I was in a band once called the Legendary San Diego Chargers. And he's like, and all our reviews were just like, blah, 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 stupid band name. And it's like, and he's like, of course it's a stupid band name. And I think he had to name his band that like in a football bet. Because he's from Minneapolis,
right?
You know, so like Pretty Boy Thorson and the Legendary.
Was there a
San
Super
Diego
Bowl
Chargers?
That the Chargers beat the Vikings or something?
Something like that. I don't watch enough to know what it was all about, but like he was like, and there I am putting my heart and soul into these songs. And everyone's just like, fucking stupid band of Legendary San Diego. It made me feel a lot better.
This is awesome.
Well, hey, man, I've been having a great time tonight, man. I want to thank you guys, Pussy Cow, for coming down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And fucking knocking the roof crooked off of Skid Row Studios.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, man, it was a pleasure to have you. And please come back. And next time you come back, we'll be at the new place.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We'll warm it for you. We'll bring you a nice little plant.
Tell us what you guys are up to. I mean, I know you guys have some shows coming up.
Yeah, we have several shows. Next week, on Halloween, October 28th, it's Halloween. Our Halloween show at the Boo Star, the Blue Star.
Just that date, they're going to change the name from the Blue Star to the Boo Star.
Boo!
Did I start that with the
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you dressing up as Eddie Torres?
No. Okay. We're going.
Our lips are sealed.
Yeah, I don't know. Should we spoil the surprise?
No. Keep it.
Save the surprise.
It's always good.
We're doing covers. It's not a cover set. We're doing some covers.
Just three.
We're going to be dressed kind of lame, and it'll be fun.
All right, man.
And L.A. Drugs, that's the dude from the Clorox Girls new band. He's playing Horror Squad. They're from Pomona.
Yeah.
And Attila and the Hunks.
Oh,
who,
yeah.
Yeah, Attila and the Hunks.
Everybody has cool band names, man. And we chose the Mormons.
Attila and the Hunks are a cover band, but they're like the best cover band. They have a saxophonist. Every one of their shows has a twist contest. I bought trophies for costume contest and the twist contest.
Oh, shit.
Like, it's free. It don't cost shit. Just show up, eat some burgers.
What's
dress
the guy
up
in the trophy look like? Is there like a special?
Well, I got a bunch of little trophies that just look like cups or whatever. But I got
The cup ones. I thought it was the angel with the wings.
Well, the twist trophy. I got to be honest. I got it straight up off of Hollywood Boulevard, and it says "World's Best Dancer." It looks like a fake Oscar. But dude, you could win that.
Yeah.
Calm down.
And then after that, every Tuesday in November. With the exception of November 1st, we have a residency at the Redwood.
Right.
We haven't booked all the dates yet. I think I still have November 15th completely open. I think.
Right. You know, and in fact, you invited the Mormons to come and play with you guys, and we're going to see if we can work that out. Like I said, we're in a transitional period right now. We are welcoming back our old bass player and our old friend Jimmy. In fact, Saturday, October 22nd at Alex's Bar with Voodoo Glow Skulls is going to be his first show back in 3 years.
I want to be a rude boy like my dad.
So, yeah, man. So, I forgot. I lost my train of thought, man. I'm drunk now.
Oh, we're plugging shows.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What else the Mormons got going on besides October 22nd? Did you guys get another one, right?
Yeah. So I was saying, we're actually playing a birthday party or not a birthday party, a Halloween party over at Patrick's house. And he's going to have like a haunted house and stuff there. So we're getting back on track. We're working out our shit and, more than likely going to be able to play. I'm feeling good about this new situation, you know? So I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
That sounds fun, yeah.
It sucks like when you're waiting to like book a show and you're waiting for these bands to get back at you, man. It's
like when your parents, like, when are you going to bring over your new girlfriend? Like, no, she's not my girlfriend, all right?
The only part that sucked is that like when I first thought about it, I was like, I got a lot of friends in bands and like everybody I contacted, not, and I'm not putting you guys on the spot, but everyone I contacted was like, yeah, man, we're tired. We're like November. We're seriously? Like, yeah, well, you know, we're recording or we're coming off tour. We're just tired.
Actually, we have a show 2 months after that, and we don't want to blow that show out, so we got to kind of just hang low. I want everybody to know we're hanging low because it's hard to fucking keep a band together, man. And we're still, after 13 years, we're still going. So come and see us on Saturday, man. And look for us for playing with Pussycow, the residency at the Redwood Bar. We're going to see if we can't work that out, man. So, hey, so how can guys find you on the internet, or girls, or gals, or old people, or
www.pussycow.com.
All right.
I'm really excited. That easy. You guys also got that movie coming out, right? Pussy Boots.
Puss in Boots. That's our movie. Antonio Banderas plays the part of Puss.
Sweet. Yeah. Joe Dana, played by Antonio Banderas.
The Puss in the Boots.
Don't you know who I am?
I am Desperado.
Desperado.
But, we're really excited about your shows, but we got a show coming up too, so we ain't sweating it either. So, we're playing Saturday with the Voodoo Glow Skulls.
That's going to be a good show too, by the way.
That's what the Voodoo Glow Skulls told us.
So everybody come and check out.
You guys are going to be really good. I said, I know.
Yeah, it was really cool, man. Dude, those guys are cool.
Guys know a lot of Up in Smoke quotes too.
Yeah, they do.
It's
yeah.
True. Shoot the moon.
Shoot the moon.
Shoot the moon.
Yeah, we want to thank Voodoo Glow Skulls for inviting us to play. They're really cool guys, man. Like, we've always wanted to play with them, and I'll tell you how we got that show. As they were advertising their show in Long Beach, and we just responded to them, we want in, and they said, fuck it, you're in. So we got in.
Boom. Yeah, every time I try that, they're like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
They're a really horny band.
Yeah. It's because they wanted to have a tushy horse play.
I did that to the Cramps every year that they were still together and like Lux was still alive. Like, so I'm your biggest fan in the world. Would you like tushy horse to open for you? Nope.
But tomorrow night... there's the Evil Twins over at the Old Town Pub over in Pasadena.
Nice.
If you're stuck in the northeast side and you got nowhere else to go, that's what's going on. And shit, I don't really know what's going on this weekend. Probably watching football and
masturbating.
And masturbating. Mm-hmm. And
Cheech and Chong.
Mm-hmm. And posting videos on YouTube from the show.
You know what? I'm going to fuck a beer pussy.
Yes.
A beer pussy cow, pussy. Beer pussy cozy.
Who's oh, wow. Damn. It's easy cleanup in those. And you can throw them in the washer, and they're fine.
Yeah, no problem.
They're fine.
It doesn't even smell afterwards.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just put a little Ariel in the water or whatever you use.
We'll put a little
Sunday, bounce, if you'd like to go to Seattle, Pete will just be getting home.
Yep, yeah. Pete will be home soon.
And then you can help him bring his bags in.
Yeah. Boxer and, party at my place.
Yeah, and then,
Pete will be drinking some craft beers at Shorty's.
Exactly.
Yes. Don't cry for Pete, Seattle. He'll be back very soon.
You can count raindrops like a sucker.
Well, hey, I want to remind everybody to catch us on the internet. You can find The Mormons at Facebook/The Mormons. We're also twatting on Twitter. We're Twittering, twatting around. Twitter/The Mormons. And find the More Music Radio Pod on Twitter, MOR Music Radio on Twitter. And if you want to email us, we want to get people to give us some comments.
And while you're there, you should donate to skidrow.la.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Where's Tecate's sponsor?
Yeah, that's right. Before Tecate sponsors us, if you want to go and donate to this wonderful thing that's going on in L.A., I think this is the best internet radio situation going on in L.A. right now, probably the country.
Yeah.
Probably internationally,
if you're the
too.
Best in L.A., then you're the best in the world.
That's right.
That's what they say.
And what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. That's what my granddaddy told me.
What, foo?
What are you going
to
do?
What you going to do, foo? What you trying to do?
Foo?
I don't know. I'm not trying to get the last word in, but I want to thank Jeremy and Sonia for owning the book.
All right.
Yeah.
And Pete, everybody.
Thank you, Dave.
And Danny and Pussy Cow and Pat. Pat did.
You guys got the new
Pat. Pat was giving good moral support tonight.
Yeah, we got Patrick Jones from the Mormons here. He's just hanging back in the background.
Those ain't for real diamonds.
I want to let everybody know also that we're going to be off for 2 weeks because Skid Row Studios is moving to the new location, and Jeremy has some business he has to take care of. And we'll be back, November 10th, Jeremy, I think, is the next More Music Radio Pod?
Yeah, if all goes well, then we'll be back on the air then.
Loading up the shopping carts.
We want a commitment right here, right now, on the More Music Radio Pod.
Okay, you'll absolutely be on the air on November 10th.
You know what? And I'm going to come in. I'm going to help you move the shit on Saturday.
Yeah, we're having a little moving party on Saturday.
Damn.
We're going to get this shit over there to the new space. But things are going to be really nice when we get over there. It's all like professional and shit.
Yeah, man.
They have deli trays over there.
Well, we love it here, man. Thank you, Skid Row Studios. Thank you, Pussycow, for coming in. Woo! Pussycow, fucking, you guys are fucking awesome. I love you guys, man.
Thank you, Mormon.
Thank you, Mormon.
Thank you very much.
Skid Row.
Thank you, Sonia, for running the board.
Jason.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan, for coming in.
Thank you,
Pete, for playing in the Mormons and coming in and retelling your story about how you fucked up.
Yeah. And thank you for rubbing him. My face, how many shows and CDs and shit that you're putting out. So.
Yeah, man. So anyway, I guess we're going to sign off. Thanks again to Pussy Cow, and we will be back on Thursday, November 10th on www.skidrowla. Skidrow.la.
You guys will be bad.
Or skidrowstudios.com. Thank you very much. This has been the More Music Radio Pod. And
good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Later.
Mwah.
Wearing high heel sneakers and acting like a queen.
Time to go to sleep. Sleep.